And then a small noisy yapping dog, a dog that just runs around and is continuous.
Flushed.
All right. If someone's talking about horses, he might say, I've never a horse.
Never rode a horse?
Uh-huh. But you say, that boy never rode a horse, and he got up on the horse's back and he fell.
Fell off?
And the little boy was in bed, and they had to put chairs around the bed because...
Pull out of the bed.
Uh-huh. And there's a game they play, they pitch these things at a stake.
How's that name?
Yeah, they pitch these things at a stake. They're
horseshoes.
Yeah, and the horse wears them on his...
feet.
Or the hoof.
Foot.
Yeah, you call it foot or feet, but do you ever call it they're hard and they... call it a...
hoof?
And the female, you mentioned the buck. What was the female called?
You.
And the stuff on the sheep's back is...
wool.
Now, you mentioned hogs. What do you call a baby?
Pig.
And how big are they when... that's until they're weaned. Is that right?
We call them shoat after they're weaned.
After they're weaned, they're shoats. And then how big are they?
I'd say weigh 25 pounds.
And then you call after they're...
they're called shoats then.
Mm-hmm. And how big, how long are they shoats?
Well, till they're almost grown.
Mm-hmm. Well, say, could it be less than 100 pounds, or would it still be a shoat?
No, yeah. Yeah, I'd say it would be less than 100 pounds when the poor would be called hog.
And a female is called a...
sow.
And did you have a term for an unbred sow?
Gilt.
Mm-hmm. And then a male that has been castrated is called a...
bar.
And a male that hadn't been castrated.
Call him a boar.
And the stiff hairs on a hog's neck.
Bristles.
And the two big things that...
tertius.
All right. And the things they eat out of.
Trolls.
Yeah. Now, did they have That's right. Now, just one of those, though, would be just one
troll.
Yeah. Now, did they ever have any wild hogs in the mountains?
Oh,
here?
Yeah.
Up in Green Mountain?
That's right. Yeah, in the fall of the year, after the mast, there used to be an awful lot of chestnuts in this country. They ain't any anymore at all. They all died out.
Yeah.
And maybe my father would have two or three brood sows, and spring of the year, he'd put them in the mountain, turn them loose to the mountain.
Uh-huh.
And in the fall, he'd go in there and just bring in a great big crowd of shoats, just as fat and pretty as you ever saw.
Is that right?
Over the mast.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he'd build a big rail pen, put them in there, and maybe feed them corn a week.
Uh-huh.
To get that mast out of the meat and
uh-huh.
kill them.
Is it?
I've seen 400 pounders brought in off the mountain and sell them.
Uh-huh.
For $4.
Now, how long did they leave them up there?
Till the snow began to fall.
Uh-huh.
They about had the mast eat up.
Uh-huh. Now, that was the mast. What was the mast?
It'd be acorns acorns and chestnuts. That's what they eat on.
And they put that in the pen, huh?
Just no, that mast, they call that these acorns and chestnuts that fell, they call it the mast.
Well, that was the stuff that you didn't have to provide it at
that's
all.
Right.
It was
that's
just
right.
there for
that's
them.
That's right.
And you didn't have to get so that was a way of fattening them without
that's right.
Which
that's
didn't
right.
cost you anything.
That's right.
But the wild ones were the ones that get away. Is that